You're listening to SBS News.
Perhaps the most remarkable discovery ever revealed in all the history of excavation. King Tutankhamun's face mask, as perfect today as when it was first made by those wonderful craftsmen of old. The eyelids are inlaid with lapis lazuli, and the eyes almost come to life as you gaze at them. An amazing masterpiece.
King Tutankhamun was the young pharaoh whose ancient tomb and opulent artifacts have fascinated generations since they were first discovered. For many, King Tut is the ultimate symbol of ancient Egypt's glory. Tutankhamun ascended the throne at age 9, ruling until his death at age 18. His tomb was found by British Egyptologist Howard Carter on the 4th of November 1922. Secretary General of Supreme Council of Antiquities in Egypt, Mostafa Waziri, says the country is preparing to celebrate the centenary of the discovery of his tomb.
This year, in 2022, we are celebrating not only in Egypt, all over the world, with the discovery of Tutankhamun. 100 years. It's the centennial of discovering the tomb of the boy king Tutankhamun. He drove the entire world crazy because of the intact objects that they were found inside his own tomb.
The discovery of the 3,000-year-old tomb was a watershed moment in archaeology. Tutankhamun's outermost coffin is made from wood and gilded with gold. It was found alongside thousands of other treasures, undisturbed by grave robbers.
The tomb of Tutankhamun was the only tomb was discovered almost intact in the Valley of the Kings. That's such a nice, long story. When Carter discovered the tomb in November 4th, 1922, he found 5,398 pieces. Most of them, they were gold. The tomb itself, it's a very modest tomb. It's a very small tomb comparing with the rest of the tombs in the Valley of the Kings.
Mystery has surrounded Tutankhamun since his discovery, from a supposed curse on his tomb to uncertainty around the cause of his death.
The Egyptian government, pressing on with its search for the tombs of the pharaohs buried near the ancient city of Thebes, continue to make new discoveries. They've found some of the sphinxes that once formed a two-mile avenue between Karnak and Luxor. Sphinxes with the head of King Nectanebis I, who built the road. And a mummy, a priest, they say, who's thought to have lived some 4,000 years ago.
But in 2005, researchers took scans of his body and were able to shed some light on that particular puzzle. Mr. Waziri says the pharaoh had severe malaria and weak bones.
After a couple of thousand pictures were taken to the mummy of Tutankhamun, we could announce that Tutankhamun, he died because of this accident and chariot and the lift wheel and stuff like this. And he died in the second day of this accident. Tutankhamun, he had a severe malaria. Tutankhamun, he had very weak bones. That explains why did we find 120 canes inside his own tomb.
He also says Tutankhamun and his grave goods will eventually go on show together at the new Grand Egyptian Museum in Giza when it opens.
The treasures of Tutankhamun, that's what I told you about, 5,398 pieces. Till today, we did move something like 4,500 from Cairo Museum to the Grand Egyptian Museum. And the rest, just a couple of weeks before the timing or the official time of the inauguration or opening the Grand Egyptian Museum, we are planning to move the rest to the Grand Egyptian Museum. And the Grand Egyptian Museum, it will be the first time in the history to see those 5,398 pieces displayed in one museum.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.